Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Miss Kev on stage, and I'm joined by
Kev on stage.
That chick angel.
Thanks, Lee. Marcus ain't on the gram. I don't
Keep
know.
Keep it up for
Do I need
Angel.
To change it?
That shit. I don't understand.
You need to have no stage name. Just my name is Angel Tanks Lee.
The black girl from back. The green room is coming out. So we are The Bald and the Beautiful. We review the show Married at First Sight. We're on season 13, episode 3, I think. And we're just dragging out until we get to the honeymoon, apparently.
Yeah.
So we're going to start. I'm just going to go in order. I don't even know who was the most significant couple this episode because this is where we at, y'all. I don't know what to tell you. So we're going to start
y'all
with.
Y'all another boring episode.
It was,
we all
it
know
it. It was boring. It was long. It was drawn out. Actually, I'm going to start. Yeah. No. I want to actually start with Bao and Johnny.
Bao.
Only
bow,
because
bow.
I really like Johnny. I really, really, truly like Johnny. I had like a glimmer of hope.
Johnny's a likable person.
He's very likable. Yeah, I had a glimmer of hope where I was like, oh, maybe I chose wrong. And then I watched the Unfiltered, and he said kissing her was like kissing his sister. And then
kissing
he said kissing Bao was like kissing his sister.
Oh, kissing his sister. I thought he said
Silk. He said that?
Yes, on the Unfiltered.
Oh, it's not.
And then he also said that... that she is like him but on steroids.
Yeah, he said that on the show.
The spreadsheet thing was wild though.
Yeah. And then I went back to they're not gonna make it.
Oh, I want them to make it. Cause I too like Johnny. I like Bao too.
I like Bao.
I like that she
Bao's a good time.
she is assured in who she is, but also willing to give him like some assurances that feelings are growing on her end. So even like, you know, he was just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to talk about sex. He's like, we'll go as slow as you want to. Want to be best friends. But before then, what you like, though? What type of freak are you? Yeah, he was like, whoop, comes out of there. But she was willing to actually, you know, in previous seasons, you remember Karen, she did not want to have a talk about it at all.
Right.
And Bao was like, oh, okay, well, we can talk about it. Kissing. I'll be thinking about sex, just FYI. She's like, I want you to know, even though I don't want you to touch me.
But they've been known each other for dang near 20 years, too.
They ain't known each other. They
knew of each other. Right. He ghosted her. Yeah, they've been out, almost went out on dates. She already had a crush on them. Their names was already in each other's phone. So that's a little bit of a different situation versus somebody
else. But
like,
do you think that's an advantage or a disadvantage?
I would say a disadvantage.
I do too. I think because they've already established friends, but like kind of associates / friends. I don't exactly know exactly where they fell on the whole friend spectrum, but I feel like it might be a little, unless they were like super flirtatious in like the friend stage, which it doesn't really seem like they are, to move straight into marriage and do the intimacy thing. It kind of felt like I would be like, this kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But she already madly had a crush on him anyway.
She did.
And you know, dudes is like, hey, every dude is like,
Johnny's,
you know what, I ain't ready for that yet, but if she put it now,
I'm
taking it.
That's literally what every guy said.
I'm sorry, this is an aside. Did you like get your hair cut right before we started? Because Melissa, the back of Melissa's neck is so sharp.
Oh,
she
you
could
know
cut
what?
Someone.
I did yesterday.
Okay, I was like, when you were talking, my eyes were like, oh my God. Yes. Like, it literally, it feels like somebody said, zit, in action. Welcome to Married at First Sight. I'm Mrs. Campbell Stage. Sorry.
Zit in action.
That's what it was like. But yeah, he surely was like, I want to know now.
I thought they couldn't really tell, I couldn't tell what jersey he got her. I thought that was interesting how she basically broke down or shut down or was brooding because he bought her a sports thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, she didn't really like that. She really didn't like that. And he was like, how was I supposed to know that?
Right.
Like, she was like, I expected a brilliant mind. And when he said that, I was like, how would a stranger, or I guess not stranger,
I don't.
Yeah, but yeah, no. At the time, it's a stranger. You have no idea who that person is.
But
yeah.
I don't think she was mad at him.
Right.
She was mad at the expert.
Correct. Correct. Oh.
Yeah, she wasn't like, how dare he get me this? She's just like, now I told y'all.
I didn't want a bro. Right. No, not a bro. A dude.
A bruh. Or a dude. Something.
Yeah, it was a bruh.
Frustrated with him.
No. I didn't take it that way either. I took it as she was frustrated with the expert. Like, y'all had one job.
But what gift would have made her feel like that's... Right.
A book.
Yes, I was about to say, what's that Art and War? What's that big thick book?
I know
what War and Art, War and Love. I ain't read it.
No, what is it called? The Art of War.
The Art of War. There we go.
I was like,
go.
Sure you're not talking about The Art of War. Yeah.
Then why wouldn't you say it if that was surely?
I was trying to let you get where you was trying to go.
With the sword in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she would like, an original copy of that, the original edition or something like that. She would have been like, my God.
He was just like, chill out, girl.
A jersey is a weird gift, though, to give a woman on her wedding.
A jersey is a weird gift, though.
I would have.
But he put a lot of thought into it, Angel. And his dad's not a part of his life.
So check this out. If he wanted somebody, maybe she said she don't want somebody that like a bruh or into sports. And he probably said, I would like for her to be into sports. Assuming they definitely got me somebody that's into sports. Here's a jersey for the home team. Me and you. Right. Us.
Yeah.
It's not a weird gift.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I would have been frustrated with you had, on our wedding day, you framed a jersey talking about we're a team.
I know you're not into sports.
Right. It just seems very, sports is a very, like.
You should know me.
Yes, if you're going to do a jersey.
How?
This is an appropriate gift for someone you don't know that you're marrying, if you're marrying a stranger. Jewelry,
a watch,
an appropriate.
Jacob get a girl jewelry. You see how well that went?
She
didn't even take it home.
An appropriate.
She was an ass. That's all that was.
Something appropriate is not marrying a stranger.
Hello,
this is what we talking about right now. What are we here to do, y'all?
But right, wouldn't you? If you,
I agree, it's definitely not a safe gift. But I think in the first.
But as a pair of shoes, then y'all ain't talking about the shoes.
It was given as a gift.
Yeah, shoes though.
Yeah, she was here's your last chance.
The
meal's
gonna be tiring. I feel like that's still safe.
That is a lot safer.
I agree.
But he didn't give it as a.
I'm with you, Marcus. Always.
Yeah, these women are crazy. That'll change quickly. We know that.
But Marcus, truly, if it was the reverse, not to say that there's such thing as a masculine gift or a feminine gift, but if a chick were the stranger wife were to send ballet slippers and be like, dance your way through my heart, he would be like, what weirdo thing is this?
Okay, the reason he gave behind the jersey, was it not sweet?
I don't even remember what it was.
I don't remember either. I didn't hear it either.
He put a lot of thought into it, but I don't know.
I don't remember the reason.
The way he explained it was, I don't know, something along the lines of us being on the same team or something like that.
Oh,
I don't recall that.
He definitely said y'all in the comments. Somebody let us know in Patreon. He definitely explained it.
Was blurred out. I didn't know if it was like a Houston Rockets jersey or something like that.
Oh, they said he wrapped the gift in a jersey. He didn't give her the jersey.
Then what did he give her? I thought he gave her a framed jersey.
It definitely wasn't framed. I don't think.
No, he says he explained the jersey on the first Unfiltered. The home jersey was a gift for their house, and the away jersey was a gift for travel. He wanted to show her that he wanted to travel with her. So, not ain't no home.
Okay,
team.
Still the thought behind it. It's the thought behind the gift, not the gift. That's what y'all always say. It's the thought behind the gift.
Listen,
go ahead.
Listen, two things can be true. Two things.
Anytime you do that, whatever you were saying, Melissa could have gave you $100 million. It's $100 million. No matter what you
don't
say,
matter.
That voice is funny. But go ahead, man.
Two things can be true. That gift can be dumb, and he also could have spent a lot of time thinking about the dumb gift. I personally do not think it's. I think it's an inside joke gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think it is a gift you give to someone that you've known for a long time, and they 100%. Can appreciate it.
Yes.
I think.
Well, he did. He knew it for a long time.
Well, he didn't know he did.
I just don't think it's safe. I think a watch is safer.
Yes.
Jewel, who's at the door?
It must be. Oops. Hey.
Let me tell you something. I didn't know you were coming.
That was Toledo Liz right there.
Bradshaw was reaching
in the
purse.
I was trying to figure out why y'all was calm.
I didn't see him. That smoky glass.
No, I didn't see it either. Well, I was looking at you, so I didn't see it.
Well, listen, this is the second time Melissa has tried to scare me out of my wits. Hmm? Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. But we haven't went over the time yet. Okay. But if we want to jump in now, we can, because you know what? It's time to, even though Melissa be scared over here, we over here smiling with our big old bright teeth, because our sponsor today is Smile Brilliant. Now listen, I'm gonna give you five facts that you might not have known, okay? One, teeth whitening does not whiten your teeth. It's all about brightening the shade that your teeth already are. So if your teeth ain't already going to be on the white side, they ain't going to be white. They're going to be a brighter version of the teeth, the natural color of your teeth currently.
I didn't know that.
Number two, teeth whitening does not damage teeth. If it is done appropriately, it does temporary dehydrate the teeth, right? So don't think that if you whiten your teeth, all of a sudden your teeth are just going to be all fragile and falling about your mouth. It don't do that, okay? Fact number three, tooth sensitivity is the result of teeth dehydration. So it exposes your teeth a little bit more to the nerve. So it's not... the nerves are being affected by the elements because of their being dehydrated. So that's the reason why you get tooth sensitivity. Number four, caps and veneers cannot be whitening. Listen, that is the color. Whatever color you got put in is the color you gonna get. Okay. So that is a lot of times why when you whiten your teeth, restoring them to their natural color as a dentist can be color matching to the current shade. So when you're getting like caps and stuff, make sure it's going to be the color of the teeth whitening that you're getting done, right? And fact number five, the key to teeth whitening is in the delivery device. So as long as whitening product is a peroxide-based whitener, it will remove the stains. What differentiates one product from the next is the device that holds the whitening agent to the tooth without interruption. This is why you need, come on somebody, some custom trays from Smile Brilliant. Custom fit trays, okay? Because these little strips, these little, while you over there putting duct tape on your teeth with stuff in it, it's not gonna work.
And they never stay on.
They don't. You might as well just put them on your tongue.
They just slip and slide on your teeth.
Okay. So, and the LED lights, they don't do nothing either. That's just a fun trick. It adds no benefit or no value. So, most of the time, custom fit trays, they cost about $300 to $600. But you ain't got to pay all that. If you hit on over to smilebrilliant.com and use their lab direct mail-in process for a fraction of the price, you would pay at the dentist. Oh, if you grind your teeth at night, you can also purchase the Smile Brilliance custom fitted night guards. Once again, for a fraction of the price that dentists charge. So, once again, that is www.smilebrilliant.com and use beautiful for an exclusive The Bald and the Beautiful discount. Again, that is the code beautiful. For the Bald and the Beautiful discount. Thank you, Smile Brilliant.
Mel, I want you to know that before I read the comment and I was like, who is talking about my brother-in-law? I'm going to have to say something. And then I realized it was you.
Oh, so I just want to let she's you know. She's about to that. Shut it all the way down.
Oh, what's yeah, she say?
No, she's not. And so when I say, she said, Greg's there, he finds something like that. Here it is. And I was like,
here we go.
Well, that's
she was about
work.
To get blocked about.
All they need is a window. I'm like, yeah, girl. Hey,
that's
yeah.
not gonna
that's
work.
That's not gonna work. Let me tell you what. Who's Melanie Goosby?
Yeah, that won't Melanie. Work. Oh, no. Yeah, I literally
was
had to read it.
To block her own sister out of this chat.
I said,
bye, Mel. Oh, Mel. Okay, hello.
I literally had to read it a couple times just to make sure it was really her. But we cool now. All right.
You said we cool.
All right, so next step we need to do at about 12-ish.
How come the women can call y'all beautiful, but they can't call us beautiful?
No.
What?
How come the women can call y'all beautiful, but they can't call us beautiful or fine? People always say y'all fine.
People say you fine, too.
People don't say that about me often.
I'll block them too. I don't understand what when people, is that
women
what you
are
want?
Like, oh, Melissa's doing it. She fine today.
Oh, because it's non-sexual.
And I'm like, well, I can't compliment.
I mean, women can compliment men and it also be non-sexual. I just err on the side of it probably is, so you should be blocked.
She said, let's just assume you're wrong.
It probably is. I'm just going to block you out of sheer safety.
Don't want to give no room to the devil.
My face is beat. Block.
All right, Bow. Anything else on DM?
Johnny said no butt stuff.
I thought it was surprising that he was like, so what are you into? And it was like, I'm into vanilla sex. I just knew he was going to give us 50 so Shades of Grey. Yeah.
He was like, well, what are you into? Me, mostly missionary position. Also, that's
yeah,
all
I just knew.
He went all the way. She was like, all right, that's a lot of detail.
And she was like, oh, God. No
butt stuff. I don't like
peeing in the jean. That's basically what he said.
No Dirty Sanchez over here.
Lord help us.
Somebody gonna Google. Gonna Google it.
Let's go. Who did you? Oh, we can go to Let's go to Mirla and Gil.
Yes.
And then y'all can disagree with me.
Please go ahead.
Disagree? What you finna say?
I do think that, and I think she would say this, so I don't mean this to be like derogatory. I do think that Mirla is a spoiled brat.
Oh yeah.
I think she would readily admit that. She says she throws temper tantrum. She does. I also think that she has every right to spend as much money as she wants, however she wants, because she's not asking him to take care of her. She got money. She got a savings account, according to her brother. She doesn't seem like she's in debt. And if that's the lifestyle that she wants, she probably shouldn't have got on the show. She probably should have looked for somebody that was going to match that lifestyle. But I'm not mad at a woman who can take care of herself and wants a man who can meet that standard.
I agree. She was clear. Her homeboys were clear. She don't need you for nothing. Yes. Not for no money. She's not going to stop. I think it was funny to be like that and not be self-aware. And know you're like that.
No, I think she's. No, I think she's self-aware.
Like, she was like when they was out on the hotel balcony.
Oh, I don't know why she said that. I think like, she was trying to be cute.
She sound like me. Usually we get the presidential suite. Oh, this is the pool. This is small. Where's the ocean? Yeah.
This is This is
You're high maintenance. No, I'm not.
I'm easy to please.
I'm easy to please. What she said.
I don't know why she said that. I have no argument.
That should have never came out.
She should have said that.
I like the presidential suite too.
Easy to please means you can't even smell the ocean. You ain't even on the beach.
Your hotel room faces the air conditioning. Yeah. On the parking garage.
So it's beautiful. If you look at the presidential suite,
that's like they have usually one of those each floor.
Yeah.
So just know that. But I like that she does not expect him to do that, be that for her at all. What I think is interesting, they are polar opposites when it came to that.
Yes.
And that's almost their first characteristic. He is like, I am not motivated by money at all. I'm a fire, even like his job, I'm a firefighter. They make okay money, but you're not going to get rich fighting fires. It's because you do it because you serve people, serve the community. And she's like, I want to know how I can make more money and more and more and more. I am driven a lot by money. I'm poor.
Poor. She was talking about her money story. She grew up poor. Mm-hmm. She don't want to be poor no more. She probably didn't have the newest Nikes, Fila's, whatever was in style at the time. And now she's motivated, which means to me, she works hard. She shows up. She gets promoted. She does a good job. She's getting all the accolades.
She's going to get them purses.
I'm not mad. I feel like that's a woman who's like, I'm out here taking care of my business.
I just think when
y'all can fight me because I know in the comments y'all going to disagree.
Well, here's the thing I think about the way you see the world like that. He more than likely is going to think she's wasting money.
Yes.
And that's where it's going to be an issue. Because now the issue is his money and her money becomes their money.
Right.
And if she wanted to get everything she wanted, and he's like, I don't think we should be doing this. We should be saving, like Brett from the other season, how owning a home was more important to him than going anywhere doing anything. If Gil is like that, that's going to create a problem.
Yeah.
And that's why
she shouldn't have did the show.
Y'all know that. Yeah. She's all money and he's not.
Yeah.
That's all in wall.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That pairing is off. I don't believe she was a good candidate for the show. Mm-mm. All of that aside, I stand with you, Mirla.
Go ahead, Angel. Oh, no, I agree and I disagree. I agree. The reason I agree is because you're right. She's not asking anybody to take care of her. But again, she should have never been on the show. And she is, if you're willing, that's a conversation they have to have. Like, are we going to melt our incomes together and we're going to share this. And because if that's what they're doing, she got to be a little bit more lenient. She got to understand, like, all right, this man don't want me going out buying, you know, $10,000 purses and this, that, and the other. Or maybe we don't have to take a trip every 6 months.
And I don't think she's going. She don't seem like she's finna not do any of those things.
Right. So, and that's the thing. It's like, yeah, you're a bad candidate. Now, does she have every right to do that? Absolutely. But is she wrong for entering this process knowing that about herself? Absolutely.
But I think people. Go ahead, Angel. I'm sorry.
I was going to say is that I agree 100% with you, Liz. There was nothing I disagreed with you on.
Right.
I think where they'll butt heads, especially since she's not asking for him to pay for any of the stuff, is if they ever mutually want to come up with a goal of a big purchase. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And seeing someone use money that could go towards the big purchase, whether it be a house, whether it be a mm-hmm. vacation home, and you just like, that money you spent on that purse could have went to this bigger goal we have. That's where I think there might be a problem. Yeah. And also her spoiledness, as far as in, like, she says if she wants to do something and she's not able to do it, or she's having to do something she doesn't want to do, she kind of has little tantrums.
And gets whiny.
And gets whiny. That'll be
at your big age.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, don't be no child about it. You need to grow up.
Yeah. You are a grown person.
You spending grown up money. You need to be act grown up.
That is where I think there'll be a problem. Because it's just like, oh, not every single day, not in a marriage, every single day is going to be the thing that you want to do. Unless you are married to yourself and y'all only want to do the exact same things at the exact same time. So that's the part, more than the money, that I'm like, y'all might have a problem if you do it all the time, girl. Yeah.
I was just going to say, the other thing someone said in the comments here is also, I do agree that her attitude as a whole is kind of, that's why I said bratty. You know, I think she's.
Yeah. I said the same thing when I was watching.
She's definitely
brat.
Yeah. She's very bratty. Yeah, and she knows it. I do think that's an issue. But the way that they are, and again, we don't know, because what we do know is that editing creates a storyline.
Right.
And the way that they're editing right now, they're making it seem like money is the issue. And to me, that's unfair, because if she was a man making the money, doing what he wanted to do, it wouldn't be a story.
That's a great point.
And that's why it bothers me the way that it's edited now, because it's making it seem like she's so superficial. And I think that's unfair.
And they're making it a storyline.
There's a big difference between, I'm sorry, did I interrupt?
No, go ahead.
There's a big difference between, I work hard, I am paid well, this is how I spend my money, and I don't work, or I don't work hard, and I'm expecting you to pay for that.
Exactly.
That woman ain't never said that.
Exactly. Right.
No, I just think principle-wise, those are different principles of life. We have friends who, one person wants to see the world and travel, one person, I want to save and pass on my children, and you end up, you know, bucking heads if you can't agree. Okay, sometimes we're going to save for a house, and sometimes we're going to go to splurge at the Ritz or whatever, because I think obviously money, communication, sex are the big three, but how you see the world with your money is huge.
For sure.
Right.
And she's been with nobody, I think she said, for 8 years, or haven't lived with nobody for 8 years.
That's a long time.
The longer you do that, the more set you are in your ways. Like, even when they were going to the honeymoon, I realized, the way Johnny set his shoes up, like, you get into like a routine in your life, in your travel. And if you haven't been with somebody for a long time, nobody has challenged that.
Right.
If you're dating, you're going back to your house. Your date's not saying you can't buy that purse, or I think we should put that money into mutual funds. Things like that.
And if you're a brat, you're going to be unwilling to bend.
And she don't seem like, that's the thing about her that I think more than the money thing that makes her hard for the show. She doesn't seem to want to change how she does anything she's doing. Not the money. She didn't want to wear this.
Because she said it messed up her lashes. I understand that.
Yeah, she was like, the hat. He was like, God dog, girl. Yeah.
That's what she's not easy to please. I also think she's kind of cold. And it might be the way she's edited, but that makes her hard to like as a viewer. Like, even when I felt like when Gil met with her people who were grilling him, he allowed it to happen, and I understand what this is.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna let y'all do all the harsh talking or whatever.
I was like, you do this, you won't get on my bad side.
I would have laughed, zoom in. I would have laughed in that boy's face just in spite. What your little frail ass about to do?
Gil got
175 pounds on him. What are you gonna do? Really? You're gonna meet my bad side. Listen, mister. You will agree with her, mister. Come on now. Sit down somewhere.
To you, like, well, obviously this man is much taller and stronger than me. So his bad side is like, I'll scratch you. Yeah. I will scratch you.
Like, I get being protective, but be a grown up about being protective.
Honest.
Yeah, because I don't take threats easily. I mean, like, well, look, give me a sample.
Give me a sample
right now.
Gil's
job is to be in shape. Right. His job is to carry bodies out of buildings. Kick and scream if you want.
That's
all you're going to be doing.
That's hilarious.
Stop it, Gil. That's all you're going to be able to do is kick and scream. Like,
Mr. Gil?
Hey.
Harumph.
Hey, you agree with her, Mr. Gil. Yeah, this is my bad side, and it gets worse.
Gil looked at him when he said that. He was like.
Okay.
Okay.
Like the three of y'all couldn't run 20 feet. Come on, now. Get out of here.
But then on the flip side, when she was with who, I don't know who she was sitting with, like his friend and somebody else's friends. She was just, it was more so that she was just like, is he like, what do you mean emotionally loud? He got dogs. I'm not a dog person.
Yeah,
it was just very cold. Like everybody
she was being
else.
Bitchy.
I wouldn't say completely bitchy because she wasn't like complaining about stuff. I wouldn't use that. But like,
if you're
I felt
talking
like
to my friend, and that's what you're saying, you're gonna come off bitchy.
Okay, let me say what I'm saying.
No,
is that she? I felt like everybody else was trying to impress the family and assure the family that they were going to take good care of their, you know, special person. And for her, it was like, what is he like? Like, I'm not sure about this.
How is he going to mold with me and fit in
that
with me?
That's going to be tough, bro.
It made her unlikable. But what I do like is some good nail polish and being able to do it at home. And thank God for our next sponsor, Olive in June, okay? Especially, you know, the world is doing some crazy things right now. We don't know where to go, when to go there. So sometimes you got to learn how to do some stuff in your house, like your nails. Okay, so listen. With Olive in June, you are going to get some beautiful, amazing nail polishes that last 7+ days and do not chip.
A praise goes right there.
Come on. Ain't nothing worse than a chip nail. I had to take off one of my acrylics, and that is why I've been doing this podcast like this entire time. Because I don't like when my nails are not uniform. So with the Olive in June Manny system, you can achieve beautiful salon perfect nails at an affordable price. Olive in June's Manny system is the ultimate secret behind salon perfect nails. At home, all in one, no guessing, no messy nails, no salon price tag. Let me tell you, I love some Olive in June. I like to keep my toes looking like something because I be wearing open-toed shoes on the road. So I like to be able to fill them in. I don't like to have none of that. It's something about feeling just like you've lost in life when your nails chip.
It's so true.
It just... It's like, what happened? What happened, sis?
Your whole life feels like it's in shambles.
In shambles.
Me too, girl.
You could be successful. You look down at a chip nail or some chip toenail polish, and you're just like,
did God
what
cross
happened?
Me off the favorites list?
That's
right.
The worst.
How did I get here? Just be like this. When her nails ain't done,
yes. That's what I'm
she
saying.
She like, I'm not going on no date. No, we're not going out of town. I need to go get my nails done. And now she can do my home with Olive in June.
Oh, yes. And you also, it comes with the Poppy patented brush handle that makes it easy to paint with both of your hands.
Clutch.
Okay, because it's a game changer.
It is.
How your nails will look professionally done compared to how they're usually done at home. My girlfriend, Denora, actually put me onto Olive in June prior to us even getting them as a brand deal. And she would show me her nails, and I'd be like, okay, sis, how you do that? When you go to cosmetology school? She said, I didn't. It's Olive in June. look like a lot of times before you would paint, like at least me, when I would paint with regular fingernail polish, it would look like one of my children painted my nails. And that is why I can't do it. So, you guys, this is what we want you to do. We want you to get beautiful salon perfect nails at home. And now it's a dream come true. With your new nail life, because your new nail life is here, visit oliveandjune.com/TBTB and get 20% off your first mani system. This is an exclusive offer that only our listeners of Married at First Sight can get, okay? That's OliveandJune.com/TBTB and code TBTB for a mani system. I'll tell you one more time. OliveandJune.com/TBTB code TBTB.
Okay, anything else on Mirla and Gil? The only other go ahead.
I'd be wanting to like her. I don't want to be harsh towards her. I know sometimes
I think a lot of it is editing.
I think a lot of times the editing, because the editing was some of it. Yeah, when Gil met with her homeboys, and he was like, you know, I was with the guys. They can make it easy. They were just like, you can pick those reactions from any time. Yeah,
it's almost like producer said, all right, y'all make sure y'all code to him.
Yeah, you know they got a camera on every person. Right. So it's like Thanos, reality can be whatever I want. It's like that. But man, actually, what I was going to say, they can only take what you say. But also, if they take all the stuff you say, but leave out the stuff you don't say, it can be created to be
I also want to be very clear, because someone was saying, and this is a comment you received, like you can't edit, or someone actually said you can't edit stink. You can, though. Mm-hmm. I have taken video of me. I actually have a YouTube video when I was doing like makeup videos. And you can speed it up, you can slow it down, you can put stuff together. Mm-hmm. And in real life, I was down, I didn't want to do it, and it came across in the video. You take that out, you put the parts where you had a little bit of energy, you stick it together, mm-hmm. and you speed it up, and suddenly the video comes alive.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And also context matters.
And context matters.
Like, for example, random a little bit, but to this point, Tony lost his son. Mm-hmm. And we had shot an all deaf video prior to knowing that, mm-hmm. right? It was the first video the audience has seen since he passed away. People in the comments are like, I could tell they were so hurt.
Right.
Oh, they didn't. I could see it. Y'all can't tell nothing.
Right.
Because you're looking at this out of context. Right. We didn't know that at this time. Right. Right? And the same thing, people in Philly at the show were like, oh, they just found out. We actually found out the night before.
Right.
Y'all just didn't know.
Right.
The New York show was the one that was hell.
Right.
And a lot of times that context matters. Like, if I make a joke and I'm like, girl, you tripping, Liz, mm-hmm. and they take a reaction from you 4 minutes later,
right.
when I'm like, Liz, did you not forget the house?
Right.
Then it looks like
you tripping.
The joke is out of context. Yeah. Right. It doesn't look like you didn't take it as a joke.
Right.
And that's why I try to veer away. But it's like, usually, I mean, if you take all that stuff, it's like, girl, dang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then, like, and it's also her talking without anybody else saying it.
Well, and that's my point where I was saying you can strip out things.
Yeah.
You edit together all the complaints, and it sounds like she's complaining.
Exactly.
Right.
And
because she could say, they could have walked in that hotel and been like, you know what, actually, this room is really nice.
Right.
I was kind of tripping.
And I will say, change. Yeah.
Yeah. Or toward the tripping. End, he was, I mean, when he is a loot. The editing is alluding to him saying, girl, you don't like nothing. I do agree. So mm-hmm. obviously, you know, some complaining was happening. I'm just saying, like, this early on, and because I haven't watched a lot of The Unfiltered, I'm trying to be, because we've done this now 3 or 4 seasons.
Yes.
And when we have the guests on, they'd be like, that ain't exactly what happened.
Right.
I'm trying to be at least a little forward thinking to say, I know editing plays a role. I know the power of editing. Mm-hmm. I've said a gazillion times, really, really quickly, about how I like a lot of direction. I posted a video and someone literally commented, this don't look like you need any help. Well, you can't hear Danny in the background literally saying turn around, and in the clip I turn around,
mm-hmm.
but because you don't see that, you just think she looks like a natural.
Mm-hmm.
No, you literally, again, in the audio you can hear my photographer saying grab your ear, so you see in the clip I'm doing this.
And actually being there with a photographer who's just taking pictures of you,
yes,
and one who's like, who's on your phone? Answer yes. it. You can see that, but yes. that doesn't come across in picture form.
Exactly. And so I say all of that to say there's a lot of power in editing. And if we've learned nothing else in doing the show, we've learned the power of editing.
Yeah. But that still thinks she's.
Definitely. Yeah. Her rants that she go on. I ain't saying it's all saying. Editing.
Yes.
But I feel she's digging her own grave as well.
She's definitely painting herself, maybe unknowingly, as a villain, as we've seen people do on the show. Yeah. But some of the stuff that she does, so I would say editing could be like 10-15% of what
yes.
they're increase. Doing. Now, some of the stuff is she said that and she meant it.
I agree. I don't think she doesn't mean it. I really would be curious, for her more than any other character on this season, what made you really want
to
do this?
Right. To say a bald head would be distracting. Like, I'm sorry. There's no way around it. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong of her to say that. Mm-hmm. Like, if that is not her preference, that's not her preference. But it goes back to Marcus's point. It then makes her, in my eyes, a bad candidate for this show. Not a bad person.
Yeah. Right.
I don't consider her a bad person. I do think she's a little cold, but I don't think that makes you a bad person just right. because you're not warm and fuzzy.
Being really particular.
Yeah, I'm not warm and fuzzy.
And
I get it.
Not either. Yeah. Makes you, it'd be hard to be on this show. You have to be flexible and fluid as a person.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to make you look terrible.
There's two things I'm saying. I'm saying what I'm saying, and I'm also agreeing with what you guys are saying, that mm-hmm. obviously she said those things. I think it's just compounded in editing. But I also want to say that ultimately, I don't think she was the best candidate for the show.
Right.
Because she is very particular. She has a very particular personality. And someone being meshed with that quickly... Mm-hmm. It could be like a turn off.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I do think that as well. But, you know, like I said, the money thing, I just don't think is a fair storyline. Her attitude thing, it's something I kind of need to see a little bit more to see how it's going to play out.
Yeah. I think you remind me of.
Go ahead.
No, I was interrupting you.
Last thing I was going to say is the reason also why she's not a good candidate for the show is because if she's used to a certain caliber of hotel that clearly she can afford, and then they put her in this caliber of hotel, that's going to cause all them complaints, which is like, girl.
That hotel looked nice, too.
Wait a minute. Somebody said she showed up to meet his people and immediately said she was too tired to be pleasant.
Oh, she did.
She did say that.
See, these are the things that I'm just like, I'm not going to blame so much on editing in what my opinion is of her.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
she
that other
85%.
That was like the first 5-10 minutes of their conversation was like.
And that's what I mean by everybody else.
They're all tired.
I just feel like this is my own personal belief. If you sign up for a show like this, where you're saying, I'm going to trust three people I don't really know that consider themselves to be experts to find my spouse.
Yep.
And then you go down the aisle to not at least show some form of like, I don't know, a genuine happiness, I guess, or just something where it's not like, I just feel like is a waste.
I agree.
Yeah. If you're not going to be both feet in, not to say you can't still be like, I don't know if we're going to work out. But to make it seem as if only one person needs to prove themselves in the situation.
Yes.
Just feel
that's what
wrong.
It is.
That is
I
that
agree.
Is it.
100%.
Yeah. Also, I want to go back to Bao and Johnny for one quick second. It's very funny to me. Unrelated. You just reminded me a little bit ago. Johnny was like, usually when I date somebody and they did one thing I didn't like, I was just like, well, next person.
Yes.
I just thought that. And the people's face, they're like, well, you can't do that here. He's like, no, of course not. I'm going to be trying with her. But when you're dating, it is really easy to do that. Like, you sneeze twice, huh? Well, see ya.
It's true. I mean, is it easy when you're dating?
That's that swipe generation. Like, I feel like that swipe, you know. Well,
Marcus was swiping before swipe generation was anything.
Marcus, you was swiping?
I didn't date a whole lot.
You didn't date a whole lot?
I wasn't looking for nobody to be with long term.
You was just...
He wasn't looking to be with nobody long term. There you go.
Let that know up front. Hey.
I watch your stories about pre-Angel. It's very funny. I like it very much.
I like it very much.
You know what I also like? Working out.
Hey.
I love clearly. It actually. Clearly. And you know what I have at my home?
Yes, he does.
A Peloton.
Yes, he does.
And I love it. It is, I'm going to tell you the thing I like most, me, Kevin.
Door.
One thing I like about it, this isn't in the copy, but I do like it. It does not take up a lot of space.
It doesn't.
My office is very small.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It takes up, maybe a.
It's like the mini.
It's the mini. Yeah. It's a.
Or the compact.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not heavy and doesn't take up a lot of space. The other thing I like about
you doing your thing on there too.
I'm doing my thing on that tank. Yeah, I'll be watching. I got my little Apple Watch. Josh is my friend on there. I start it and I get on my Peloton and look. I need accountability. Okay, So my Peloton teacher, he'd be like, "All right, Kev." He don't say Kev, but I feel like he did. He'd be like, "We're gonna go up to 70. Hold it. Hold it," and the Peloton be like, "All right, you going down." I'd be like, "Okay, I'll keep up with the people." And then you could do high fives, and then there's all the people who are riding with you. Mm-hmm. It just feels like you're not alone.
Yeah.
Right? Because when I'm at the gym or whatever, if I feel tired that day, I just leave.
Right. Yeah.
But on my Peloton community, I don't want to let my instructor down. I don't want to let my other people who are riding down, and I want to beat people. So if I'm at the bottom of the leaderboard, I'm like, okay, I got to push harder because I need to be towards the middle. Because the people who are at the top, I'm like, well, y'all are Lance Armstrong or something like that. Not just a regular human being. I just want
to be able to look back at least 3-4 people.
All I got to do is look back.
Hey, look at them back there.
There's always going to be somebody in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who's on the tour.
Yeah, that's my pacer. I ain't going to catch up with them on purpose.
You know what I like about the Peloton is that you can pick classes based off of the type of playlist you want.
Oh, yeah, Angel.
And that'd be the thing, because sometimes you need the motivation of some trap music. Or some
Beyonce. Yes. Some of the instructors are heavy on the Beyonce music.
And those are my favorite.
Yeah, I love it. I actually did it this morning. Personal thing I also like, if you got 30 minutes, it's going to be a good 30 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be pouring sweat. You're going to get off. Because a lot of time, we are busy.
Yeah.
All I might have is 22 minutes. That Peloton going to get me right in that 22. Oh,
ain't it.
Listen, you should get this for your own self. With the Peloton bike, there's nothing like working out from home.
From home.
Learn more at onepeloton.com. New members can try the Peloton classes for free for 30 days at onepeloton.com/app. Terms apply. That's onepeloton.com. Let me spell that to you one more time. onepeloton.com. One Peloton. It is very, very fun, very active, very personable, very good.
All right.
Did it.
I don't know why I wanted to say what.
I knew it. I knew it. Did you read this part?
Yeah.
You said terms apply?
I did say terms apply.
Okay. All right. Anything else on Mirla and Gil?
No.
They're not going to make it.
Y'all know about editing. No. Y'all know they used to have to edit the hell out of me on this.
Yeah.
Sure, I be needing to be edited, sure.
Lately it's y'all. Y'all too.
Oh.
What?
Huh?
These two? Has been needing edits.
Mm-hmm. Who's these two?
You and Angel?
I mean, the Beautifuls.
Well, we had did.
Y'all be out. Come on there. Don't
act. Let's not talk about it. The Patreon knows. There was a whole section we had to cut out.
Wait, what was my hair? What was really great about your response is when you know you're lying, so you can't keep going. So you just like, you know.
Yeah. Come on there. Don't do this.
Don't do me. You know what you
did. Yeah, you know what you did. You did it. You did it right. You know what you did. Is it?
Joe.
Is it?
Gaslighting.
All right. We're done with them. I still don't think they're going to make it, though.
No, absolutely not.
How you defend this girl this whole episode and still be like, girl, it's a no. All right. Michaela and Zach.
Michaela and Zach. First of all, Michaela's sisters have very interesting names.
They do.
Yes. It was like a Mila, Khalifa.
And one started with an I. It was like IJ.
I didn't pay no attention.
I noticed that. Huh. Also, let me tell you one thing. I'm Mirla and Gil. I forgot. The tragic connection.
All these daddies dying horrifically.
Just three. It's three. It's three in the whole. A season so far that we know of.
Who's the third one?
Michaela.
Dude, that was awful.
I was literally on the Peloton watching this, and I was like, hold on, what happened?
Yeah, terribleness.
That was terrible.
It was awful. They were like, mine too, but like that's like our death in the military.
That was terrible.
I was like, stabbed. Like, that is horrific.
And then Michaela.
Did anybody look it up?
No.
Oh.
No.
Michaela's dad, when they were like, Michaela first dance to the dad, and she was like, and then all the sisters start crying. I'm like, no one researched this.
That's what marketing.
I was like, television show.
Why
no
didn't the DJ know that?
Like, why didn't somebody, you they usually you see that. The dog on daddy.
No, they shouldn't have known that.
Also, don't the planner tell them?
No,
like,
they should have known that.
Yeah,
I was like, did they always mean his dad to go up there? But I guess not. Yeah, that was dumb.
I felt so bad.
Yeah, I did too. They should have known that.
They did it on purpose.
That's what I thought too.
You think so?
Michaela and her father. Where is he? Where?
Like, I thought that.
It's been
that
her whole storyline.
It really
literally
has.
The whole time.
That was so messed up.
And it is something that's going to come out in that, like, that it was that was yeah. a mess. I don't know why they had did that.
So they smashing already. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Michaela.
He
I mean, yeah.
I would die happily married.
He said, if this keeps happening, hey.
But he grew up so quickly after they had sex. First, he was like the little young cougar. And then when they were in the bed, he was like, yeah, so something happened. She laughed. He said,
you had a good night?
So what's funny?
He was telling himself then, boy.
Yeah, he said, what happened? Huh? And she was like, I was like, oh, okay, grown up.
Yeah. See what happened when you're emptying bad boys? All of a sudden, now you're smelling your own piss, huh?
Now your balls is like, you running faster.
Yeah, the balls is like, yeah. And then he pumped his chest out, his ball hit.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, what you laughing about, dude?
Oh, my
goodness. You know what we did when we did
it? He got a job in a steel mill after that. Yeah. I want to work with hot metals. I want to weld.
No gloves.
I was surprised.
No safety equipment, just blowtorch. Yeah.
I was surprised they made it today, too. I thought they was going to pop off.
I thought they were, too.
On the honeymoon.
I had a little reach around on day one.
Maybe a little reach around.
Yeah. I didn't think they was going to make it out of the church the way she was acting.
She's like, come on, let's go.
She was trying to give it at the Kodak hat. Have a little piece. Have some of my
at the reception.
Yeah, she was.
Get up on
this table. That might explain why she's upset in them episodes.
I think he got COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like he did.
Okay.
I don't know. That's just.
But I didn't understand her reaction to it, though.
That's the previews.
It's no telling what they do.
That's the editing.
They know. They know. They know.
But they made it seem like if he does have COVID, it's not an appropriate response to say, I didn't come out here to be single. Well, girl, if he got COVID.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
They know it's boring. So they're like, we got to keep these people in here and let them see some of this crazy.
Sir, we're at 17 times per episode. Use it again.
You know what's funny is as mad as we all were about last season, now we mad because it's been boring.
Oh, my God.
We like, what is this? We like, who got a baby on the way?
I don't complain. The episode to be perfect. Sure.
Yeah.
Who was actually already married at the altar but never got their divorce finalized?
All of that.
That's what we like. That's what we waiting on. Who actually just ended up having to marry their cousin because nobody believed them when they said they were related at the altar? That's what we're waiting on.
It's so true, though. The hypocrisy of it all.
Yeah, you
but
right,
it's
Marcus.
So true.
We is there.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, we going to
I'm like, man, do something.
Man, you ain't never lied.
Yeah. That's why I was
hoping Gilbert would flip that table. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. But that was all about them. I mean, their meeting with the families was like, you know, the sisters were like, she's the youngest. We just want you to be protected.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
And there was, you know, what you going to say to that? And then her crying at the table with the parents. The mama was just like, didn't she say, what did the mom? The mama was not about the shits. She was still just like, and I will watch your actions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is
she
how
did she basically
was,
say that.
She was like, you can tell me my son is adorable and cute all the time. I know it. I made him. I'm going to watch your
That's
actions.
You, Angel.
You already know.
That's basically what she said.
Yeah. Yeah. So that I was like, all right, mama, you own one and I love it. That's it.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to see what makes them flip. Because it looks
Everybody
like they crack early more than the other couples. And I'm curious what is. Because it looks like it might be in the next episode. Yeah.
She was like an unleashed, vicious tiger in that one.
Yeah.
Did y'all
throwing couches.
Throwing couches. She did. It threw something and broke.
Did y'all
the
see the unfiltered episode?
No.
Nah, I don't watch unfiltered.
Tell us about it.
Hold on. I just want y'all to see what Michaela had on.
Oh.
Where it's on YouTube still?
I don't know. I know it's also on Amazon Prime.
Oh, that's where
that's
I watched
where I watch
it.
Mine.
That is where I watched it.
What's the type? Faster than a mug.
She do.
Well, what's it said? Prime.
my laptop also knew what I was doing.
Like it was pre-programmed 8.
Prime. No,
like she
great.
Just got
I
a finger
her.
Code.
I
these
love
three
so
fingers
much.
Right here. You are hilarious.
Look at her outfit. Go back, computer. Go back.
Is that all season?
That's
yes.
Savage Fenty?
Yes.
What is that? What is that?
Lingerie.
Is
it is lingerie.
Jeans. She got jeans, shoestrings on, and a blazer. And
it's like a teddy with a blazer and
skin.
Jeans.
And she's got like the Donna Summer
open?
Hair.
Yes.
It's not even like, you
no,
know,
that's
you
her skin.
Stick your finger and touch your skin. your whole hand, not just your fingers.
Why she did that?
I don't know.
This show's only 15 minutes long.
No. Yeah, Unfiltered.
Oh, was it? Oh. It's not very long. I said,
give it to me. What you say here?
I said, Michaela came out here feeling brand new.
It's all open.
Look.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
And she pulled up her pants at one point, and you could see like her jacket kind of open, and she was pulling up her pants. I said,
nip slip.
That's a titty, girl. That's for the bedroom.
And she's like, it's for this show,
for
too.
Bedroom.
That's for that bedroom.
Well, go on, Michaela. Listen, you handling a good girl.
Yeah, she did the things. Anything else on them? We ain't got nothing to say because they're going to get interesting. Yeah, all right, Michaela, Bow, Merla. Okay, Brett and Ryan.
Oh, let me tell you something.
That funniest episode, the funniest parental interaction of the whole episode.
This dude, redheads is going to run up on him in the parking lot.
Boy,
you about to get kicked under a car.
Listen, Wendy's is going to jump up off of the side and mollywop him.
Her dad's face, he said, it feel like it was like, redheads either butthole ugly.
That's what he said.
Or gorgeous. And he didn't say what she was.
There's no in between.
And her dad was like,
I'm like, hey, what's his name? Ryan. Boy, they're going to kick you up under somebody's spare tire, dude. You're going to get just.
His mom was like, do you have any questions? He was like,
nope.
Nothing?
She's a redhead. What's the ask? They're below us.
And Brett does not seem convinced, especially when they were like, you can pull him up out of his shell. He's a turtle. She was like, I don't be doing that.
Well,
how did I get another job? How did that happen? Yeah. Why I got this responsibility?
Yeah, they have no chemistry
whatsoever. It's like watching paint
dry. As he is?
He's dry.
The funniest thing was basically him saying, if we weren't married, I'd left you after that plane ride.
That's what I thought was funny.
He would have left her if they weren't married.
Did she freak out? What happened?
I want to know what happened. Because she was like, it wasn't that bad.
No, she was happy. He was so glad he was there to keep him.
Yes, I felt, you know, I mean, you really didn't have to do much. And when he did his confessional, he was like, this girl is crazy.
Right. Even he said, like, I had control over the plane. He said that to her face. He was not having it.
She must have been acting like a donkey.
She's like, I'm terrified of planes. She's like, I like traveling except the plane part.
I don't mind. Like, we can do this all the time. He was like, no, we cannot.
I ain't doing that ever again.
I told you at that time, I was like, man, I'm grateful. It's things like that that you're grateful for that you don't even realize.
Yeah.
Like, Melissa likes traveling. She's not terrified of planes.
I don't like museums, though.
I accept some things.
That is so funny.
As you say that, I
go back.
She can
go get her nails done. Then while you at the museum?
I'm going to go by the museum by myself.
Go on.
You go shopping.
Live your life.
She's like, I will not stop you.
We shot a statue of David, and she was like, huh.
Yeah, I would have been the same way.
We be speeding through the museum. When I'm with her, I have no time to read the plaques. I gotta read the placards. I got to swipe through. I want to do the exhibits.
I just want to rock out my glasses.
I actually enjoy it, but I'll be the one sitting there. It's like, but I know the real history of it.
That's Marcus the entire time. Being contrary.
They say in 1736, but what actually happened?
Look, you know his mama was black.
We made that first sight. When we went to Hawaii and we couldn't check into our hotel, and I was like, let's go look at the USS Arizona. And she was like, sure. And I was in there just reading. Oh, it was attacked.
I also lived in Hawaii, so we used to do that as like field trips.
I
had a show in San Diego, same thing. And my kids would just be like, why are you reading all this stuff? And I'd just be like, so Admiral Mershkowitz, they were stuck in the valley for 16 days.
Plus, I'd be looking at the actual exhibit. It's like, man, this ain't even the real one. This is fake. I can see up under there.
I got to look through the thing, and they looked outside. I was 5 years old.
What's his name? Johnny's jersey gift would be like if he got you museum ticket.
I would be.
She'd be like, who did they give me?
I would be, what was her name, Bao? I just asked for a brilliant mind.
Brilliant minds like.
That's not what
like
I
museum.
Meant, though. That's not my interpretation of brilliant.
That's not what I meant.
In Paris, you talk about a broken heart. I was like, you guys want to go to the Louvre? And my kids were like, no. You don't want to see the Mona Lisa? They're like, absolutely. Joe was like, why would we want to spend the day in a museum? I was just like, cool. But yeah, everybody else is right.
I honestly don't get the hype about Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa was very disappointing. There's a funny TikTok about that. There was 18 paintings that were more impressive than that.
Yeah.
The one above Mona Lisa is on the ceiling. I was like, what is Who cares about Mona? And it's way smaller.
And it ain't the real one either.
I think the only reason why I can deal with museums is because of art history class. But then I'd be like, man, I'm bored now.
I get
the funniest thing about art to me is they didn't have pictures. So people were like, paint me fine and thin. And they didn't look like that. They were like, I'm ugly in that. Like in The Crown, Winston Churchill was like, don't make me that fat. He was like, but this is what you look like. No, man. What's wrong with you? I look mean and evil. The dude was like.
Winston Churchill was a big dude. That man was enormous.
John Lithgow killed that role, by the way.
He did.
He killed it.
He did.
And he killed that season of Dexter.
He did.
Literally killed
it. We are so on topic. We ain't going nowhere. But let me tell you something.
Who are we talking about?
Go to museums with me, guys.
Brett and Ryan.
I'll go with you.
They'll go. I'm there. Yeah, y'all, listen. Go be really unruly.
And then
we
gonna go smoke
care.
Cigars.
I'm sitting smoke on the on the beach
in the museum
with a pina colada.
Put it out on a painting.
I'm not gonna turn down a drink on a beach. For
that's what
I
do.
Listen, we was in St. Lucia.
Nah, I'd be like, hurry up, Kev. The drinks is getting hot.
I was snorkeling, y'all, in the ocean. I seen crabs and stuff and fish.
Oh yeah,
it was great.
All right, anything else on these folks?
Who was talking about? To go to the botanical gardens.
Brett and Ryan.
I did, and then once I got in there, I was like, this is dumb.
Botanical Gardens is just a museum of plants.
It ain't even a museum.
Yeah, but
that's
you're
just
walking
a bunch
around.
Of plants.
It is, but you're walking. After I did it, though, I immediately was like, I bet y'all won't do this no more.
You can go out of Whitley and do that. Just walk
literally, they're like, look at this one. It's an Italian lily, and Napoleon had this.
And look, this one bleeds red. I don't care. I'm bitten by mosquitoes. My feet hurt. I want to leave.
Bless her. Bless the Lord.
Museums are fun. I'm going to start me a Facebook group, Blacks Who Like Museums as
you
Men.
You totally should. I'm sure there's one that exists. And I'm going to start one, Wives Who Prefer Pina Coladas on the Beach.
Pina Coladas greater than sign
making
of
a
museums.
Margarita and I'm there.
Boom.
People, who's with me, guys? In the comments. Tahir, you like museums? No. Really?
Of course he likes museums. He's a walking museum. He's always wearing something that got
just
some
always, and he knows random facts.
Man.
Y'all gonna quit talking about people knowing random facts. Adrian and her sister got on me yesterday for that.
Did you guys know Michael Jackson's Off the Wall was his fifth solo album?
I don't care.
Did you know that that's called an anglet?
Aglet.
Did you know that the lyrics are beat it, beat it?
They're not. Stop it.
Wait, I was like, there. I said, no. It's be defeated.
She's cooked.
No,
did you know Joe Jackson made the Jackson 5 sing backup on Michael Jackson's solo album?
No, it's No One Wants to Be Defeated.
Yes. She's saying beat it, beat it. No one
wants to beat it, beat
it. He's saying beat it. Guys, beat it. Nobody wants to beat it.
This is Married at First Sight review. Angel and her sister got on me yesterday and said I was weird because I can name the year. Tahir can name the make and model and year of a car just by looking at the tip.
Oh, but that's like a...
Like looking at the what?
He said that's a 2000...
Navigator.
A 2000 Navigator.
You can name it by looking at the what?
The taillights.
He can just...
Headlights.
He knows the year.
That's a big thing in all Ford Chevy cars, too.
Wait,
you can
look at
by
the taillights?
You can do it.
Yes. A.
There's...
Didn't I say that? Toyota keep
it?
The same body
y'all
style for like
weird.
17 years.
What does that have to do with anything?
The three of us, there's six people in
literally,
this room right
I can
now.
Recognize the Mustang lights.
But there's no, six, literally, wait, he would tell you the year that the
know.
Car
there
was
is,
made.
Listen, there is six people in this room right now. Three of them can do exactly what I said most people can do.
Because wait a you're a weirdo.
So wait a minute. So if you y'all saw a Navigator. No, he's talking about old schools. I'm talking about
even new school.
Even news though, you can talk about body types like a Honda Civic. You can tell me, this is a 2000 era versus a 2000.
Oh, we can jump. Well, if you're just talking about eras, you could be like, oh, that's probably from the 80s.
I'm not talking about an era. Ye gave
no,
a specific
right.
year.
I can't say that's from 1982.
Year.
Navigator changes their body style like every 2 to 3 years. You're only going to be off by a year.
That's
I said that's
impressive.
A 2000.
What is the eye color of the girl you dated before me?
Probably brown.
But you said probably. You know the exact year a car was
why
made.
Why would I walk myself into that trap?
But no.
Hazel? Just, oh, who was Hazel? I'm like, get out of here.
Brown would have been the answer because I was like, who you was dating?
Exactly.
Who's the answer
nobody, Liz.
Pull her up.
Pull her. I don't know. Screenshot her. Send it to Liz.
Oh, you got a picture? You know, this is my favorite pastime.
Oh, don't get it.
She's making this up, y'all.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, do not let Melissa see your own girlfriend.
We used to have to edit this show heavily.
Yeah.
Oh, and Marcus was
just because of me cussing. It was one time I didn't cuss.
No, it's not just cussing. I
leave
the cussing in.
No, no, no.
It's not the cussing. They were like, Marcus, you can't say that.
Exactly. But a lot of people,
y'all didn't even know what I said, and y'all all agree with me. And I ain't even going to say what it is. Because everybody in the comments like, yeah, he probably said this. So I agree with you.
No. I got a DM from someone the other day when we were doing last season. Y'all need to let Marcus loose, and you bet not edit him out. Y'all want us to be canceled.
No. No, we would get that. That's what it is. No, I agree. Like, as soon as Liz said, y'all don't want us to hear the real Marcus. Y'all don't. It's bad.
And that's what I'm saying. However, that's how y'all know.
We had no edits from Marcus. This season.
I say what I say.
This season, y'all had no edits from Marcus. However, this one over here.
Oh, whatever.
This one over here.
I say what I say.
Right here. Oh, that reminded me.
This one right here.
I uploaded last week's episode, and I remember I need to make sure that stuff was edited out.
You said let them
play. Let me make sure that's edited out.
But she said it.
All right.
He stuck with
You're
it.
Such a fibber.
Because you know, oh boy, what's his name? Jose. He's got extremely straight teeth, like too straight at the bottom.
I think he has veneers.
At least at the top.
I think he has veneers.
Who Jose's wife?
Rachel.
Latina.
The one that's really pretty with a big laugh.
Rachel, I mean.
I was waiting for her to laugh this episode.
Oh,
I didn't even hear.
She got mad about the toothbrush.
It was weird.
He was trying to brush her teeth?
Yeah, that was weird.
I thought he was just saying, I had to rewind it because I was like,
I didn't like how he was brushing his teeth. I had to look away.
I'm going to agree. You should carry your electric toothbrush with you when you travel.
He was like, Jesus, man.
No, you shouldn't carry it with you. But. In the unfiltered, he was like, I know it was weird, but I think I did want to do that.
He wanted to brush her teeth?
Yes.
I thought he was just saying happy birthday while he brushed his teeth.
That's what I thought he had said, but then when she said, he wants to brush my teeth, that's disgusting, and he did not say, no, I
she
don't.
She told him, yeah. That's disgusting.
And I was looking for him to laugh. I didn't see him laugh.
Maybe he was seeing stuff in her teeth, or maybe he was like, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought, and I was like, that's shady.
Listen, teeth are gross. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. There's nothing sexy about that. There's nothing sharing toothbrushes and stuff. That's not sexy. People be doing that.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going. I was like, I think teeth are pretty.
Oh no.
I think I like a teeth.
That's it for them, huh?
Yeah.
Hold on. We had something.
Oh, mental note. She said mental note. I thought that was interesting. She was like, I don't say mental note. I take them. I was like, oh, okay.
I ain't got nothing. I can't remember. It was late.
Is he the one that's really particular about something that he's
very particular about structure.
He has the board of his
finances.
Oh, yeah. And his credit score is super important to him.
His family was kind of his dad was kind of cold.
His dad was into the meal. They're
both weird.
Yeah.
His dad was not worried about the
meal. I can't even hate it. His dad was eating that food, and I'm like,
he said,
was putting that thing away.
Is he super structured or something like that?
Oh yeah. They were like, yes. Mm-hmm. To the highest extent.
Why did you have to take three more bites?
he didn't want to be there. He was like, look, I just want to eat.
Yeah,
he was got these cameras in my face. He was down at the Lubis.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that he did say that does not help any narrative that might be or any assumptions people are making is when he was like, I mean, if she wants to have sex, I'm not going to turn her down because that wouldn't be masculine.
Yeah.
I was like, why you say that?
See, I'm not going to touch that subject.
I said, why you say that? That was such a weird statement to make.
Yeah. The other thing is I'm just tiptoe around.
Yeah, I was looking at a comment in the thing, and I was like, why you say that?
He poured out the condom. She was like, no.
She said, we can't have a baby that way. She shortly did. She ready.
That was funny when the people said they had sex and the camera held on that thing of condoms.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was funny. Condoms.
All right.
Hey, condoms. Who uses those anymore? Not me.
Also, Jose was talking about pulling out on the unfiltered.
Is unfiltered good?
Not to me, but for whatever reason, I was like, let me see what y'all talking about.
I guess it gives more information.
It does give context. Honestly, if you watch it, though, you be like, y'all ain't still together.
Oh, yeah, they're horrible actors when it comes to the unfiltered.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't, when...
So I gotta start watching Unfiltered.
Yeah,
Unfiltered
it does
just confuses
clues.
Me when I'm trying to find the episode.
When Olivia, I know.
That's all I ever... I have to look at air date and time.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to separate the two.
When Olivia was that season on Unfiltered, she... I mean, you could tell they had talked to each other in months. Mm-hmm. She was just like, I'm gonna have to have a serious talk to Brett about that.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you ain't talking to Brett. Y'all broke up a long time ago.
Does that come on TV?
Yeah.
Right after the episode.
Right after the episode.
I only watch it on Amazon.
It's like Love.
No, it's there too.
Married at First Sight After Dark.
No, but I didn't know if it was an Amazon bonus or if it was a.
Nah,
it was that makes the episode 2 hours.
Yes.
Got it.
But I wonder if Michaela and them are still together.
I don't think so.
No?
Without Unfiltered. From their stuff, I'm like, they ain't gonna make it.
Oh, she kind of, I don't know, the vibe. I mean, it's still early on, but the vibes, I was like, ooh, maybe y'all are still together.
You know
I don't
the vibes.
Yeah. All right, girl. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, child. We spent 35 minutes on Jose and Rachel. That's gonna be edited out.
Nah, I know it.
Because of this one.
Because of you.
Edits.
Cousin
That's
you.
What we're gonna call it. Edits.
You gonna take that out?
Oh, edits. Yeah, take it out.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a good time.
Don't do that to Angel. People expect that, you know, people expect Angel to look a certain way and present herself a certain way. We're not gonna let the true ugly come out.
I can't believe
you know,
Mark, is he a good actor?
No.
I would believe you would
he's
be.
He's a fantastic liar.
I would think you would be a great actor.
Guys, look, this is my wife. Okay.
He's a fantastic
I love
liar.
Her flaws and all.
That's what I thought.
Did you almost broke it. I heard it.
I just heard it
that chair said, you 250.
I'm 250.
Are you?
That scale is lying.
I'm probably two.
I thought my belt was shrinking. I'm going to be honest with you.
Ever since I got that news from Tony, I was like, ice cream. I like you and I missed you dearly.
I bought mango ice cream last night.
I bought a new scale because I was like, clearly these scales are right. I did I not?
I
bought a new scale.
Found us a creamy mango Haagen-Dazs. JoJo was like, creamy mango. Let me tell you what I had for dinner.
For dinner?
Creamy mango gone. That 900 calories. Nah, I'm going to, you know what I'm saying? It's high grief.
I need to start eating healthy. I've had a.
Me too.
I got a.
Let's close this episode.
No, we're going to keep it going.
All right, y'all.
Oh, we got another thing
we
to shoot tonight.
Oh.
Wrap it up.
Ha! Thank you guys
zoom
so
in,
much for joining
out,
us for today's
out.
Episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. Until the next one. Bye.
Mark's Live. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.